Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Thursday, October 22nd, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Regardless of the fact that Democrats boycotted the proceedings, the Senate Judiciary Committee voted on Thursday to approve Judge Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. The 10 Democratic senators on the committee were absent from the room, saying they would not legitimize a, quote, sham process. Judiciary Chair Republican Senator Lindsey Graham responded, quote, "We're not going to allow them to take over the committee. They made a choice not to participate." The move sets up a vote to confirm Barrett in the full Senate, which is slated to happen within the week, ensuring that President Trump and the Senate GOP will get a third justice on the high court during his presidency. Republicans have been quick to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, barely a month after her death and less than 2 weeks before the presidential election. In an interview with Nora O'Donnell on 60 Minutes, set to air Sunday, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said he will not necessarily pack the Supreme Court if Barrett's nomination is approved. In a clip released by CBS, he instead said that he will, quote, "put together a national commission, a bipartisan commission, where he will ask for them to consider ways on how to reform the court system." He said that the plan would not be about court packing, saying, quote, "The last thing we need to do is to turn the Supreme Court into just a political football. Presidents come and go. Supreme Court justices stay for generations." Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been dismissed of his third-degree murder charge for the death of George Floyd. In video clips of Floyd's arrest and eventual death, Chauvin is seen kneeling on his neck for nearly 9 minutes while Floyd is detained for allegedly using a counterfeit $20 bill at a convenience store. Chauvin, who was released from custody this month on a $1 million bond, still faces charges of second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. The dismissal of the third-degree murder charge, which is defined as, quote, "unintentionally causing someone's death while committing a dangerous act," will be stayed by the court for 5 days to allow the state prosecution to appeal. A trial date has been set for March 8, 2021. Floyd's death sparked protests against racial injustice throughout the U.S. and all over the world. U.S. immigration officers have been accused of choking and beating asylum seekers from Cameroon to get them to sign their own deportation orders. The abuse was reportedly an attempt by ICE officials to clear out a Mississippi detention center. Lawyers and activists working with the immigrants say many refused to sign the paperwork out of fear they would face death at the hands of the Cameroonian government, which has been credibly accused of widespread civilian killings. The Guardian reports that according to many accounts, the detainees were, quote, "threatened, choked, beaten, pepper sprayed, and threatened with more violence to make them sign." Many were forced into handcuffs and made to use their fingerprints in lieu of their signatures on deportation documents. The executive director for Freedom for Immigrants, an advocacy group, said that, quote, "the abuse against Black immigrants is not new, but it is escalating. The reality is that ICE operates in the shadows. They thrive in secrecy. We know that the U.S. government is deporting key witnesses in an effort to silence survivors and absolve ICE of legal liability." This is just tiring. President Trump has been lying so much that the Washington Post fact-checker team cannot keep up, as the president has been uttering an insane amount of mistruths during his final bend of the 2020 election. The fact-checker team has counted that Trump has made more than 50 false or misleading claims a day. As of August 27th, he has made well over 22,000 fictional statements known during the course of roughly 1,300 days. At Trump's current rate, he will likely hit 25,000 by Election Day and 30,000 by the end of the year. The lies are coming so fast that the Post team has only been able to calculate the tally to August 27th, the day Trump accepted the Republican presidential nomination. That means that the fact-checker team is actually 8 weeks behind count. On August 11th, Trump reached a Pinocchio record of making 189 false claims, all just within one day. You have been warned. This story involves cannibalism. Two guys in Oklahoma have been accused of illegal castration. Bob Lee Allen and Thomas Evans Gates allegedly lured a 28-year-old to a remote cabin in the woods for a discounted gender reassignment surgery. The two were formally charged Wednesday after what appeared to be the victim's testicles were found in a freezer in the bedroom of the cabin. The victim, who remains unnamed, allegedly flew from Virginia to Dallas after seeing an online advertisement for the surgery and then drove to the cabin in southeast Oklahoma. According to the affidavit, after the surgery, Allen told the victim that he intended to, quote, consume the parts and laugh that he was a cannibal. The victim then said Allen relayed stories of past patients. Allen also said he had six more patients scheduled for the same procedure and, quote, had a freezer with body parts and showed him pictures on his phone. After the victim started to hemorrhage, Allen rushed the 28-year-old to the hospital and gave instructions to tell the medics, quote, he had done it to himself. Allen and Gates have been in custody since October 15th after trying to visit their alleged victim in a local hospital. Reportedly, the two face felony counts of conspiracy to commit unlicensed surgery, performing unlicensed surgery, maiming, as well as assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. They face additional misdemeanor counts for failure to bury harvested body parts and drug-related charges. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.